recent book called Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist who spent the war years in a German concentration camp. And you know, I don't suppose anyone has ever been subjected to more abuse, intellectually and physically, than someone in one of those camps. I certainly couldn't even imagine it, even although he wrote it very well. But he pointed out, he said, regardless of how they chained us and abused us, they could never take control of our mind unless we chose to let them. He did not choose to let them. Viktor Frankl was a courageous man. He's lived to talk about it. He's lived to teach about it. And I'm going to tell you, he's a wise person. That's where your free will lies. You don't have to follow anybody else. We say the conscious mind can accept or reject any idea. Now, there is no person or circumstance that can cause you to think thoughts or ideas you do not choose. They are the most important lines that you might find in this entire program. Now, what I'm going to do is run over a few ideas, and as I do with each part, on page 9, jot some of them down. Not what I say, but what it means to you. Now, let's understand this right away. What I say or what John says in this seminar is not that important. What you see us put on the board is not that important. The different little props that we may use, they're not that important. What's important is what you think as a result of something we may say or you may see on the board. That's what's important. There's something you want, and there might be one idea that we fire out that'll just trigger something in your mind, and away you go. And you can do anything you want. I was talking to Raymond Aron here earlier this morning. He's got a millionaires club, and there's many of you in the audience, and I want to congratulate you. I think it's a great idea. He's teaching people how to become millionaires. I watch a lot of people laugh when they say, what? He's already made 100 people have developed a net worth of at least $1 million just through one person's teaching. It's incredible, isn't it? It really is. That's not a crazy idea at all. You want to be a millionaire? You can be a millionaire. You want to start your own business? You can start your own business. You can do anything you want. But clearly understand this. If you don't know how this works, you haven't got a snowball's chance in that hot place of doing it.
We're just about to the end of this first tape. There's been some very important material covered. It's vitally important that you go back and you read through this book. Possibly even watch the entire tape again before going on to the next tape. Read from page 5 to page 8. Cover your own notes and pay particular attention to page 8 before you go to the second tape. Please understand this. This program will be of little value if you have not established a goal, something you really want, that you're emotionally involved in, that you're working towards. Possibly to help you, before we go to the second tape, we'll take you on a little tour down through some tropical island. The material we've covered up till this point has been absolutely essential to create the proper mental environment and prepare you for the information that's coming. I concluded the last message by suggesting you reread page 8, as it was vitally important. Now we're going to create this image, and as I do, I want to suggest that you take as many notes as you can. It really doesn't matter if you have to replay this next section 50 times. Make sure that you get the key points written out on page 9 in your action planner. It's vitally important that you do this. The success of the entire program, which is your future, may be dependent upon it. I know you'll do well.
Now let's start to think. Here we're talking about this power. We are not only a physical expression of that power, we're an instrument of that power, because that power literally flows to and through us. Now, as it flows into our consciousness, it just is. Just is. All science and all theology tells you energy is, God is neither created nor destroyed, is the cause and effect of itself, is 100% evenly present in all place at all times.